Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers that find astrology fascinating and how it unfolds in the daily news, in our personal lives, in our spiritual path. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from the Flathead Valley of Montana. And I am usually joined by Ann Ortley and Mark Woltz from New York City, and they may or may not be chiming in with us. The three of us will be doing a weekend workshop in March to help you find the resources in your chart, your joy, your strength, your talents. And if you're interested in contact one of us. Our emails are on this website, and we will get back to you with information about how to participate. We'd love to see you there. In the meantime, tonight the moon has just entered Aries. I don't know, maybe you could feel that sort of rev up middle of the afternoon. Now, once a month, because the moon goes through the entire zodiac every month, once a month the moon heads out of the sensitive, sweet, thoughtful, a little mushy, a little hypersensitive Pisces, and hits the rocket fuel of Aries. Now, the moon isn't really comfortable in Aries because it is the sign that squares its home sign of Cancer. And it's not a comfortable place for us. We often feel temperamental, excited, energetic, very short on impulse control, reactive, and independent, ready to make a break. And usually if people have been feeling unusually emotional or overwhelmed or worried while the moon goes into Pisces, they can get reactive on the moon in Aries. For instance, if you're in a relationship and you feel that your sensitivities have not been appreciated while the moon is in Pisces once a month, the tendency is to tell each other off and the moon goes into Aries. And this is the full moon in Aries. The sun is in Libra tonight, so is Mercury in Libra. And Venus and Mars are conjunct in Virgo. Venus and Mars conjunct in Virgo, Venus and Mars conjunct in general, tends to crank up our emotional response time. We feel things acutely and intensely. And in Virgo, it's not a comfortable place for either Venus or Mars, as Venus is exalted in the sign opposite in Pisces. I don't know, but so, you know, the last few weeks, emotions have been touchy, easily critical, people bonded on there, you know, whatever it is kicking them off at the moment, it just amps up the emotional energy. And this week many people have felt overwhelmed by the disasters in Puerto Rico, by the earthquakes that are sort of simmering around the globe. Nothing hitting the boiling point, but lots of simmering moments, a few volcanoes that are letting off steam, and the plates are just shifting and moving. And we saw, you know, one of the most vulnerable making incidents this week, as that shooter took out 59 people from his hotel room in a totally random pattern. Armed to the teeth, but in a totally random pattern. Now, and he has his son, the shooter had his son at 19 degrees of Aries. And many other people have 19 degrees of Aries sun and won't be feeling, maybe feel a little activated, or, you know, feeling like they had to prove themselves, or, you know, kind of whenever Pluto is at the moment came up to square that, backed off, and is now at 16 degrees, but again, speaking to that sun. And this is an example of what, you know, we see in astrology. It's no one aspect, no one pattern can make a difference. And you can't really look at a chart and see whether a person is going to take this off or do something solid and substantial with it. There are soul purposes, there are choices we make, and there's our physiological truths. How well is our wired is our brain, that are variables that an astrologer can't tell. But you can see how to use the energy that's here. Hold on, I think I see Mark. Are we joined by Mark Wolf?
Yes, hello. How are you?
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Good. And you?
Good. We were just riffing on the person who was shot this week, who did all the shooting, I'm sorry. The had his son was within a degree or two of square Pluto. His son was at 19 Aries. And so many good people who did perfectly fine things have Pluto squaring their sun.
Right.
To see any transit like that, it can be the trigger, but it can be the trigger. I have another chart of a wonderful oncologist doing some really interesting cutting line research on cancer with his son at the same degree. But he's diving into how do we solve the problem of cancer, you know, a Pluto issue, rather than trying to kill lots of people.
Right.
But they were both involved in mortal issues. And so that's always the person's choice. How do we use this energy? And that the cure for the negative side of it, of any aspect, is always the positive side.
Right.
But the last couple of days while the moon was in Pisces, people were feeling so vulnerable from that story, from what I've heard. But this afternoon, the moon went into Aries, and I felt my temper flare, and I could just feel the energy shifting because it's going to be full in Aries tomorrow. Did you feel that sort of adrenaline charge this afternoon?
Your natal moon is Aries too, right?
Yes, it is.
Sure.
And your natal sun is Aries. Did you feel that? I always feel it when the moon goes into Aries, but the full moon in Aries is often the most intense full moon of the year for me, because just a lot of charge and a chance to start over. But have you noticed that shift in the Aries moon this afternoon?
Yeah, I think so. There's more of a sense of direction to things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. How did you? And it often seems to give people the energy to do what they were feeling too overwhelmed to do just yesterday.
Yeah, because the Pisces moon is much more of a receptive moon, so we take things in, but we don't really follow a direction. It's more feeling everything at once.
Mm-hmm. It is. And how do you suggest that people work with this full moon in Aries tomorrow?
Well, it is now kind of the final harvest season. Like, you know, in this part of the world, you can still get a few tomatoes. But by the next full moon, they won't be on the vine anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the wrap-up of the harvest, and then we get this harvest moon. And so that's kind of a good cue for how we can use it.
Mm-hmm.
Look around you and see, you know, what you've grown over the last few months, and just say, how can I enjoy this now? You know, we're at full fruit, and it's time to bring in what there is to harvest. And then
quite literally, we were a day or two late on our apple tree, and there's a small, and I had noticed that a few apples were missing off the bottom, but there's not one apple underneath it, and there were only three apples left today.
Oh.
And 4 days ago, they weren't ripe enough.
Yeah.
So I believe it's bear and deer that ate my apples. But it was funny to see.
They've been watching them.
Yeah, they weren't wasted. It was shared food, communing with nature here. So, you know, that can be pretty intense.
Yeah.
And so it is a chance to kind of come back to what we know we want and need, you know, with the sun and moon conjunct in Virgo tonight, right on my ascendant, so I'm feeling it. But the sun and moon conjunct at 18 degrees of Virgo trining Pluto. And I do think that the question of what to do in the face of life and death is something we can't miss with the headlines from Puerto Rico, where I saw one story today that every single person in the ICUs of the hospitals that lost power ended up dying.
Oh.
And with what we saw, the question of gun control is so clear throughout the news. And how do we use power?
Mm-hmm.
Very clear, an ongoing intensity. But for us, how do you know, what do you want to do with your power? What new chapter do you want to begin with your life? What do you feel emotionally charged about that you want to start over? Those are all good questions.
Right.
I know.
What are the resources that you've developed? And that's because mm-hmm. that's what you have to use.
And so true. And on Saturday, so the following week, you know, Venus will be heading into Libra, and the week after that, Mars heads into Libra, and the world begins to calm down a bit. Tonight, with Mercury in Libra, it gives us, you know, people are asking the question of what is fair in this situation while Mercury approaches the Sun in Libra. Both of them are going to, over the weekend, move into a square to Pluto on Monday. And tomorrow's full moon will be at around 12 degrees of Libra, so it will be not to the degree, but within 4 degrees of square Pluto. And again, the issue of in face of life and death, what are we doing through the weekend? And I know two people waiting for biopsy results while Pluto squares the sun and the moon, and that's not easy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, they have a strong spiritual practice, but that's an intense part of the process for them. You know, in the face of life and death, what matters? And it's we're just looking for ways to make life feel valuable and alive in that. And have hope in difficult situations.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity to work with the life and death power.
Mhm. Yep. And Venus and Mars conjunct can be romantic and sexy, but it's in Virgo, so it's calling us to radical acts of compassion. What can we do as a radical act of compassion? You know, one of the druid groups that I work with suggested that we all, and in any form, whatever your path is, every night this week, and they suggested around 9 o'clock East Coast, that would be 7 o'clock where I am, spend at least 5 minutes, maybe longer, meditating on peace, praying for peace, really pouring our intention and energy into increasing the focus on peace, on the sense of connection that we all have, on our connection to all sentient beings and work with that Libra energy. And the last pass of Jupiter in Libra before it heads into Scorpio next week. To really, or this weekend, to feed our hearts.
Good. Yeah, and Libra is an energy that balances and holds things together. So it's kind of like twisting a rope. And so each one of us puts one small strand of energy toward peace. And by itself, it's not much. But when you begin to twist more and more and more of those strands together, they eventually make a thick, strong rope.
Yep. And that it can add ballast to the world psyche right now, which seems to be focusing on the dangerous wobbles.
Yep.
So... we have a question from one of our people, and we're going to ask, I have a question that came in on the internet, but if anybody else has a question, you have to hit one. You can call us in on at 347-215-8881 and raise your hand by hitting one, and then we will do our best to answer your questions. So we got a question tonight from someone about her son, born May 7th, 1999, at 10:04 p.m. in Portland, Oregon, and who is doing well, working as a structural engineer, but is not taking care of himself, spending too much money drinking and drinking, in therapy but still drinking, and mom is worried. What I see with this child, there are some that I don't see the worrisome aspects that say this is a lifelong addict. I do see that the son opposes Pluto from 17 degrees of Taurus to 19 degrees of Scorpio. So I would ask, what was going on in the first 2 years of the child's life? The boy was born with the moon in Pisces, which does tend to feel easily overwhelmed. But during the first 2 years, because it's 0 degrees Pisces, during the first two and a half years of his life, the moon was in Pisces by progression, and his progressed son perfected an opposition to Pluto. And I'm just wondering if somehow, you know, he chose that family for a good reason. We have to always assume that, not that it's our terrible fault, but why did the child need to work through these issues? But the issues of some deep depression and on how does life matter was sort of atmospheric or in the family, and it could be that the family barely noticed, but the child somehow imprinted that and isn't quite sure how to get through that. But that suggests that's good for therapy in the long run. I see that the boy has Mars at 19 degrees of Cancer, and again and Neptune at 16 Capricorn, and Uranus at 13 Cap. So I see, you know, that the anger and the temper, Mars does not like being in Cancer. It's the sign square, the sign it rules, Aries. Pluto is coming up this year to set that off. Now, is there something that you see in there that you would suggest for the mom?
Well, he has to really learn to work with the sense of not having his own power. That's the way that it feels often to him. He just can't. He has a lot of energy, like, you know, a very large size engine, but he can't get it into gear. And every time he puts it in gear, it doesn't work. you're pretty choosing the wrong gear, you know, and lets the clutch up, and it goes chug instead of taking off. And that's what, you know, whether it's through therapy or using his talents as an engineer, right? You know, putting, like, if he can focus on what he's able to create as an engineer and, you know, apply all the energy that he has, then he will be able to do things. But he's someone that needs to do things. He feels he can't get it into gear. So he knows he has that engine, that it runs, it's fine, there's no problem. But getting it to connect is difficult. So anything he can do by way of sort of talent development, and that could be applying himself through a hobby, you know, doesn't have to be the work, but it's something very solid and concrete that you can build something with. And, you know, the question of the drinking, I see that coming directly out of the sense of frustration.
And I agree with you that his north node is at 22 Capricorn. So he really can work his way out. And he really can build stability. It, you know, you feel there's a place in him with that Pisces moon. As a structural engineer, he might not be able to feed that part of him that is spiritual, that's lonely, that's emotional. He may try to talk himself out of it. But I see that side as just, you know, until he learns how to feed that side, that the problems will continue. Now, the advantage of that, his progressed moon is at 19 Aquarius now. By the time he finishes his Saturn return, by the time he hits 29-30, his progressed moon will have gone through Pisces and back into Aries. And his, I think, and Pluto will be off his Mars and his Neptune. So Pluto right now is conjunct his Neptune, which can be kind of compulsive escapism. But it may take a good 3 years before he really feels like he's got his feet back underneath him. Now, Pluto in the 12th house often comes in with a haunted sense. I have Pluto in the 12th, but I've got a lot of other things there too. I found that I had to do a lot of past life work to make sense of this life. That a lot of the emotional content did not make sense based on this childhood. Like, I got reminders, but the real stories were not here. And so he might feel like he has emotions that don't make sense based on his adult self. And, you know, that's from his first few years and from his last lives. But that he will heal whether or not he learns them. I think that you'll see a very different man by the time he's 30. And even as Pluto gets off his Neptune, the compulsiveness of his drink may improve.
Yeah. So he's got to survive until then.
Right. Exactly. Now, as the moon in Pisces, he will tend to feel his mother's feelings, and he hates to feel guilty. So I would say that the more she worries about him, the more he's going to rebel and sort of push her away or make it worse.
Yeah.
But that if she can mirror for him faith, like pray for him rather than worry about him. Send him energy on the sub-ether. Stay in contact. Let him know. Be honest with her worries. Don't just sit there and worry and look at him funny. Like, say, you know, I'm concerned. This worries me. And then change the subject and go on to what strengthens him. you know, and also model for him how she'd like him to live his life. How can she take care of her sensitive emotional self in a healthy, strong way so that when he's ready to look for the model in his mother, he sees it.
Yeah, so it's an exercise in faith.
Mm-hmm. Faith and taking care of herself so that he can see what it's like to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
He's got some tricky aspects over the next couple of years. Mercury in Aries, so if you tell him what to do, he will tend to do the opposite. And he has this belligerence and anger, which doesn't necessarily make sense because he would like to be braver than he is. But I think just portfolio, as you said, just surviving, building, growing, showing up for work, and working through his therapy over the next couple of years will make a huge difference in who he is.
Yeah. Yeah, and avoiding blaming. He'll have a tendency to blame either himself or others, or
mm-hmm.
and sometimes blaming himself more than others. And that can lead to some very destructive tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a big lesson, and that's a lesson that can be brought through therapy of letting go of blame,
mm-hmm.
recognizing mm-hmm. blame for what it is, and realizing that it doesn't accomplish anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So much.
Yeah. Yeah, but he has... a lot of very good potential that will open
mm-hmm.
up.
I think he does.
Yeah. That Pluto-Sun opposition is really a very, very strong aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very good for research,
mm-hmm.
very good for paying close attention to things. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a lot he can do. And if he's on an assignment, he may feel frustrated with the pace it's going at, but he'll still stick with it.
All of that looks important for people to feel, to see,
mm-hmm.
and to remember that with our children, you know, there's only so much at this age that they can do to interrupt or intervene, but
yeah.
they can continue to model and to be honest and be direct and show them how, you know, what they feel works for them just by living it.
Yeah.
So we see that tonight the moon is cranking. Tomorrow is the full moon, middle of the afternoon here. And if you can find something that you want to put your energy into and you want to be able to say enough of one phase in your life and what are you embracing with the next phase, that's wonderful. And Jupiter is just about to head into Scorpio. It goes in on Tuesday. And we'll talk about that next week, what the whole exciting history of the Jupiter in Scorpio for a year.
Yeah.
Now I'm not going to be available next Wednesday, so you and Anne are on.
Okay.
And I should be back on the following week.
Okay, you're traveling.
Yes.
Good.
As a matter of fact, I'm coming to New York, and I want to see you too.
Well, that's right.
Last-minute trip. Right.
So, I forgot.
But I'll be mid-air at that point.
You're on the calendar.
So
yeah,
we'll talk to you
that's
all.
That's more
have
than a week
great,
away.
Yep. We'll have a great full moon, and we'll talk to you soon. Take
okay,
care.
We'll see you in New York then, Heather.
Okay.
Great.
Bye.
Okay, bye.